You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
I am so excited. I have Callie with us today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Janine. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. So for those of you who may not know, I just wanted to introduce Callie really quickly. She is a speaker, a writer, and a podcaster, and a mentor. And really, Callie's goal is to help women create a life that they love. I love that, by the way.
Thank you. Yep. It's similar to your mission too. So we're like-minded.
I love it. So Callie, I know that was a very high level touch, but would you, can you share a little bit more about your background, your story with the audience?
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of a loaded question. It's like, how deep do we get here?
I know. Well, we have time. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I'll do a quick overview. So like Janine said, my name is Callie, and I have had multiple jobs, and kind of like your story, just trying things to try to figure out how can I make an income to help my family. So I'll back up a little bit. I'm married, and my husband's name is Kramer. We've been married for just over 4 years now, which is kind of crazy, but super exciting. And when you get married and you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to do with my life? Where am I going? There's just a lot of things to figure out. So I started off working at Starbucks. I was climbing the corporate ladder and it was pretty good, but I started to feel like there was just this over me and I couldn't make more money. I was struggling to enjoy my job and I was easily 60, 80 hours a week, and it was just exhausting physically. So I decided I needed to take a step back and figure out what I want to do with my life. So I started thinking through, what do people naturally come to me for? And a lot of that is advice or financial tips or something they're struggling with a relationship. And I started seeing this theme in my life of, I was constantly counseling people just on a daily basis. So I had this bright idea and thought, you know, I'm just going to try to in the world to start a podcast. And that's what I did. I just started a podcast and I started writing about my story. And oftentimes I think that's when the best ideas come, is when we speak or do something out of a personal place that we've been through some kind of scenario, because that's what resonates with people, is stories. So my business was born out of just me trying to figure out what in the world I wanted to do with my life. About a year ago, I was able to leave my corporate job. And so I've been running an online business where, like you said at the beginning, I'm helping women live a life of intention and really taking ownership of what they want to do with their life. So recently, my main focus has been helping people find their voice in the podcasting space and getting started with that. So I have an online course where I'm helping women just thrive and start, because, like, you know, it's so scary when you're trying something new, especially on the online space. It's like, is this really, how do I do this? So that is a little bit about my business, is I'm just helping people thrive. And then I also do one-on-one coaching, whether that's helping them with their business or life coaching.
That is awesome. I love it. So just curious, because I'm sure that, you know, in terms of the audience, some of us are married. Was getting spousal support a no-brainer? Because I know that there are a lot of ladies out there who have to kind of fend for themselves and figure it out. I was just curious, in your position, like, do you want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good question. So, and you're just, I want to make sure I understand your question. You're saying basically, was my husband supporting me, or was I kind of on my own? Yeah. So he's been very supportive, yes, along the whole way, but there has been times, especially in the online space, we hadn't really seen anyone personally in our life succeed in their online businesses. And so I think at the beginning, it was just kind of like, are you sure you want to go for this? Like, this is kind of scary. So there was that hesitation, but I am so blessed. My husband has been nothing but supportive, especially this past year. He has his own business that he runs, but we both are pouring into each other constantly. And that's huge. And I will speak to the person who maybe doesn't have that support. Getting connected in some kind of community, if you don't have that, is so vital. Even if that's a Facebook group that you join and all you can find is online community, just doing something, because it gets lonely on this entrepreneur journey or just working from home. But if you have people surrounding you and empowering you, that's what gives you the courage to keep going, and it really makes yourself. So I'm blessed. He's been very supportive.
That is awesome. And I love your tips too, for those who may not be in the same situation, about finding a community. That's a great idea.
Right. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. Right. So with your business specifically, you had mentioned you have a course, you do one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. Out of all your services, what is allowing you to create passive income?
Yeah, the biggest thing would be my courses. So, I mean, once you create those just work for you, especially if you really take the time to understand your audience and what they need. And I would hear that all the time. And I'm like, what the heck does that even mean? Like, how do I know what my audience wants? I can't get in their brain. But I really just started to focus on the small audience that I did have, because at the time I was hearing people who have like millions of followers give that advice. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's easy for you to say when you have a whole pool of people, mm-hmm. but really digging into the one follower you have or 10 followers you have, or just your friend group. How I mentioned earlier, I started thinking through, okay, what are people naturally coming to me for? And so that's what I started with, was figuring out what my audience, even if it was 10 people at the time, what they were asking of me. And then that's just what I kept showing up and doing. And that's what's created passive income, because people are coming to me for podcasting advice. Well, now I have this whole system and program to help anyone and everyone. And that I created at one point, and now that's continually working for me.
I love it. And that's just to clarify, ladies, passive income does not mean get rich quick scheme. There is work involved at the beginning, my friends.
Absolutely. It's so much work. And I think that was shocking for me of, you know, do I really want this dream? Do I really want to put in the work that it takes? And mm-hmm. something I will mention that helped me get my dream started was I took side jobs. So I was working from home on my business, but have you ever heard of Upwork before?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Okay. Yes. Huge fan of Upwork. So I was being a freelancer on that platform, and basically you can put in any skills, whether you write, design, do anything. And that was just helping support my dreams while I currently in that business, which has been a huge blessing. Sometimes you just have to get creative, and it may not look the perfect way that you want, but if it's what you want, you'll figure it out.
I couldn't agree more. That's really good business sense and life advice too, in general. Yeah. Just be determined and get it done.
Money. Yes, exactly.
One of the things I wanted to go back on what you said is it was very profound. You had mentioned that people with millions of followers were giving the same level of advice, mm-hmm. but it wasn't resonating with you.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the disconnect of too much success?
Yeah, for sure. That's such a good question. I think it can just... And okay, so I'm going to go back to when I was in the corporate world. When I was moving up the ladder, I became a manager after 3 years. But I remember when I first was starting as a baby barista in that company, I was like, I will never forget what it feels like to be new and so overwhelmed with the position and just how hard this job really is. And I remember making that promise to myself, but over years of just doing the same thing day in, day out, it just becomes routine and so much of a habit. And so when I was a manager, I really had to intentionally try to put myself back in those shoes. And if I didn't make intentional time to do that, I forgot what it felt like. You know, it was so hard to go back to that place. And that's what I see with entrepreneurs who have millions of followers, or they're, you know, they've been in the business 10 years. It's the same thing. They just, you know, don't necessarily remember what it was like to be in that situation back then. And quite frankly, the business has changed as 10 years has advanced.
Exactly.
The online space is so different. So I think for me, I just had to, when I was consuming all that content, and I still do from all different levels of business leaders, I just have to take the advice and try to think through it through my lens or my situation. And it's like, okay, they're saying reach out to my audience and all this data and all this information on a small email list of 5,000. And I wasn't even at 5,000. So it's like, okay, what can I do with the 100 that I have right now? Yeah. So I think just breaking it down in little bite-sized chunks is what helped me try to make that connection, but I definitely felt disconnected.
I hear you. And ladies, just so we're clear, I have 11 people on my email list. So there's all different levels of success, FYI.
There really is. And I want to speak to it too, because I would hear so many people say you can't make money until you have 10,000 people on your list, or throwing out these numbers. And just because that was someone else's story doesn't mean that has to be your story. Everyone's story is different. And if you're adding value to someone's life, someone's willing to pay you for that, you know?
Yep. You've inspired me to do a podcast that, like, for the future, because one of the things I see specifically in network marketing are coaches who are very well paid who are no longer actually in network marketing, and they're famous. And the strategies they teach, they just, I mean, my mind is boggled by that fact. Topic for another day. So I was just curious, you know, you talked a little bit about it, but I'm wondering if there's a particular story or event where you failed, you know, there was a real life lesson learned, and how you move forward from it.
Yeah, it's such a good question. Multiple failures. I'm like, okay, which one do we talk about? I'll talk about one a little bit more recent. So this was in the spring at the beginning. I was preparing for a big launch. I had created a course about decluttering your life, and I had done a lot of research about just my target audience. I was doing research on what they're struggling with and what they're just feeling stuck in. And a lot of the I thought it was genius. I had spent months just researching.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.